second word, beginning with R.
Rising, would you ever?
Arising.
Is that the same?
Yes. I have, my word, I haven't heard that in years. Okay. It was always rising.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. More like 30 years ago.
Well, and then when the boil opens, the stuff that drains out is?
Pus.
What's an old term for that?
Corruption.
Yes. And
it sure is.
Well, this doesn't belong on the tape, but I'll tell you now anyway. The day I decided that I wanted to interview you for this project, if I could, was when you said to the choir after we just rehearsed an anthem, you said, I know that on Sunday you'll sing the corruption out of this piece. Okay. If you got an infection in your hand and it got bigger, you'd say your hand
has swollen.
Okay. And yesterday my hand
swollen.
And it will
swell.
Okay. And what comes out of a blister?
Water.
Okay. Is there a certain time that's good to open a blister?
I don't know. I don't think there's any particular time.
Okay. And in a war, if a bullet went through your arm, you'd say you had a bullet
wound.
And do you know a name for a kind of skinless growth around a wound that doesn't heal right and it has to be burned out?
No.
Some kind of flesh?
Some kind of flesh. That's not a flesh wound.
Do you know the term proud flesh?
No.
How would you say it if you...
Proud flesh.
But you never heard that?
I've never heard.
Okay. And if you've got a little cut on your finger, what's an old-fashioned brown medicine that they might put on it that stings?
Is that iodine?
Mm-hmm. And what did they used to give people for malaria?
For malaria. That would be quinine.
Yeah, and...
Sometimes called quinine.
What would you say?
Quinine.
Is that what you've always said?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and if a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he...
died.
What are some other terms?
Expired.
Okay.
Or passed.
Mm-hmm.
Any other?
Is there a joking term?
Kick the bucket.
Yeah. Any others of those?
Bit the dust.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get that one very often.
Is that that way?
It's from the old westerns,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, move to the happy hunting ground sometimes.
Okay. Let's see. He's been dead a week and nobody has figured out what he...
died of.
Mm-hmm. And the place where people are buried is the...
cemetery or graveyard.
Is there a difference?
No. Except that, well, I think that there might be, a cemetery is more formal than a graveyard. A graveyard could just well be unkept.
If it's around a church?
It's a churchyard.
All right, and suppose it's just on a person's private property?
Then it's a mausoleum.
Now, is that a building, or is that
That's usually a building.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, it can be just a common, if it's a common grave, it's just simply a grave. I believe.
Well, suppose it's a place where several, say the family have been buried there for generations, but it really is private. It's just...
That could be just what, burying ground?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the box people are buried in is a...
casket or coffin.
Are they the same?
I believe that basically they're the same, except that I think, somewhere in the back of my mind, that the coffin is completely open. Except that a casket that completely opens like that is called a couch.
A casket is called a couch?
Called a couch.
I never heard that.
Isn't that something? When it opens all the way down so that you see the whole person.
I didn't know they ever did that.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw an open one like that.
You can get a casket.